Welcome everybody to the Bakery Bears radio show. My name's Dan.
And I'm Kay.
And we're delighted to return with a brand new episode. This time, we're talking about something we should have spoken about.
A boot. Have you turned Canadian?
Oh, hey.
That sounded Canadian.
Well, I did have on double denim earlier.
You did have double denim on.
I don't mean to offend any Canadians at all.
No, we love Canadians.
That they are our kinfolk.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we love their Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, who likes...
Very handsome man.
Very handsome. Also, he was interviewed, and famously in the background, he had a Ultimate Collector's Edition Millennium Falcon the background of his interview. Now, that's a classy move.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yes, we are here today to talk about Yorkshire.
Yorkshire.
It is our home county. And many of you may not realise there must be a name for what you and I are, Kay, because we are a unique combination. Because I was born in North Yorkshire.
Yeah.
And you was born in South Yorkshire.
You was born in South Yorkshire. That's correct.
Now, that means we bring the whole county together.
Except we've not done East and West.
We don't count East and West. No one counts East and West Yorkshire.
You can't say that.
I can, I'm from North Yorkshire.
There could be people from East and West Yorkshire.
Have you been to East Yorkshire?
Yes, I have.
So have I. It was shut.
He's very mean.
He's
just being patriotic to his own part of Yorkshire.
I'm very mean, but I am getting to the nub of one of the interesting things about Yorkshire.
Yeah.
And that is, because it's so vast, there's definitely even, I think, a territorial sort of
competition. Yeah, I think there is. I think you're right. And accents are very different in different parts of Yorkshire.
Yeah, yeah, it's fascinating. So we're going to dig into all of this today. Where's Yorkshire? What's it like to be from Yorkshire? What's the opinion of people from South Yorkshire and North Yorkshire and East Yorkshire and West Yorkshire?
That was terrible.
We'll be covering it all today. But to do that, we need to get out for a walk. And my goodness, it's spring is springing. The sun is shining.
No, it's not.
It's not raining.
Yes, it is.
I'm thinking,
yet again, it's a grey and wet day, which seems to be what we're going to have forever.
Good for the garden.
We had one day yesterday that felt spring-like, and I was like, oh, this is lovely, a bit
That's
of
shocking.
Sunshine.
That's shocking.
Felt very spring-like. No, today, rain, grey.
So let's get out for our lovely walk and discuss our home county of Yorkshire.
Yeah,
there
we've got to have a brolly up today, so you'll hear that.
There's something romantic, I think, about the sort of...
Is there?
Do you think?
Yeah, I guess so, but not when it's been like this incessantly for weeks on end. It gets a little bit...
What I sort of picture in my head, I'm ever the romantic, in my head, there's a warm fire, there's a window, there's a lovely comfy chair and a book on a table.
Ah,
I'm sat in the chair...
Very
just about to pick up my book. The rain is, it's not heavy, it's not windy.
No,
it's like
it's
today.
Not. Yeah, it's like today. Yeah.
It's, you know, just that sort of pitter-patter of rain. There's a song, isn't there? Oh, crumbs, I can't think of what it is. But just talking about rain against a window.
Oh.
I just can't stand the rain.
Yeah, it's Leo Sayer. Is it Leo Sayer?
No. What's Leo? Oh, now I'm interested.
Just can't stand the rain. It goes like that, isn't it? What's that one?
That's not Leo Sayer.
Who's that?
I'm not sure who it is. I know it's a soul song. I know it was in The Commitments. It's a woman who sings it.
It's a woman.
Just can't stand the rain against my window.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Leo Sayer did sound a bit like a woman, didn't
it? Oh, I love Leo Sayer.
I love Leo Sayer too.
I tell you something. I was concerned the day we put on Leo Sayer for our daughter Bryony. I was honestly a bit concerned because I've not listened to Leo Sayer in decades.
Mm.
And I thought, I'm going to put this on and it's going to sound rubbish and I'm not going to like it. And it's going to be one of those artists who was of their time.
Mm.
And I thought he was great.
Mm. I used to love him.
I mean, when we listened to it recently, I thought, this is brilliant. You know, I'm in the Mood for Dancing is like... classic.
Yes.
It's such a classic track and he has such an individual voice. I mean, just what a brilliant artist.
bet Leo Sayer's not from Yorkshire.
I don't imagine he is, no.
And speaking of Yorkshire, that's why we're here.
Indeed.
It's our home county.
It is.
Kay and I were born in Yorkshire.
Yep.
We've lived in Yorkshire for pretty much... I mean, you could argue, were it not for Edward Heath's stupid movement of boundaries, we would still be in Yorkshire now.
We're only just over the border, really.
We can be in Yorkshire in 10 minutes.
Yeah, we can.
And I think it's a brilliant part of Yorkshire as well.
Yeah.
But that actually, it surprised me when I was... A few years ago when we were doing the Walk in the Dales series, it was walks in the Yorkshire Dales, and... who was the woman who was up in the middle of nowhere? Was it Hannah Hawkswell?
Hannah Hawkswell.
And that, now, if she'd been discovered now, she didn't live in the Yorkshire Dales.
Right.
Because she lived in Teesdale.
Ah, oh, right.
So when she was it was Yorkshire, and she became...
And now it's not,
She was absolutely synonymous as a Yorkshire woman.
She was, yeah.
And now, not anymore. Always will be in my heart. But anyway, look, Yorkshire...
Biggest
county in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, when you consider the size of states in Australia.
Tiny.
And you know,
states in Australia?
Yeah, the states in Australia I was starting with, and then going to move on to... Oh, we appear to be walking on a cycle path today, Kate.
We do.
Didn't realise that.
I'm not moving because cyclists shouldn't be on the pavement.
It's just become like... It's become idiotic.
It has.
You know, do you know what I find myself doing now? I run every day, and Kay, of course, walks every day. And I go for a run, and I find myself coming off the path because cyclists are on the path.
So do I.
So I'm running on the road.
So do I.
Where they should be.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Yorkshire, 'tis the biggest county.
It is, and it's sort of in the middle when you look at the UK, if you're not familiar where it is in the UK, it's sort of in the middle.
Now, this is an interesting question geographically, because to the side of Yorkshire, on the west, that's Lancashire.
Yes.
But on the east, that is, of course, Yorkshire.
Yeah.
But then directly, what's the next county below Sheffield?
Nottinghamshire, and then there's Derbyshire, isn't there?
Right.
I'm not sure if Derbyshire is south or if it's more to the side.
I wonder if Nottinghamshire's on the left-hand side, and no, Derbyshire's on the left-hand side, Nottinghamshire's on the right-hand side.
Yes, I think that might be right.
Yeah.
Because Sheffield, where I'm from sort of that sort of area around Sheffield, is very close to Derbyshire.
Yes.
It borders Derbyshire really close, and, you know, Chatsworth is actually quite close to Sheffield.
Really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go over the sort of back way.
It's a good spot, actually.
If you're from Sheffield, yeah.
Sheffield's a good place to be because...
It's very hilly, Sheffield.
Yeah. Reminds me of Rome.
Yeah, there's lots of, you know, it is very hilly. And I never used to think about that when I lived there, but it is.
And above Yorkshire is Northumberland.
Yes.
And then you're into Scotland.
Yeah.
And
Durham, of course, County Durham.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things... that I do. Yorkshire, for me, I've been to a lot of counties in the country, and it is, for me, the best. And hopefully...
Yeah, we'll probably just beware, everyone, you know, if you're easily offended and you're from other parts of the UK, then please don't be offended.
I shall explain to you why Yorkshire is so great. Because it's so big, it's extremely varied in what's there.
That is true. It is.
Because the difference between North Yorkshire and South Yorkshire is unbelievable.
It is different. Because I've lived in North Yorkshire as well. Both Dan and I have lived in North Yorkshire. That's difficult to say. For 2 or 3 years. And so, I've got a good comparison. When you lived in South Yorkshire only a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, just a minute or two.
Yeah. And they are very different, and I think...
And it's the same for East Yorkshire and West Yorkshire.
Yeah, and I wonder if that comes from the kind of industry and the way that those particular areas within Yorkshire were created and the things that happen within them. I mean, South Yorkshire... I think, was synonymous. Oh gosh, I can't speak today. Synonymous for coal mining. Lots and lots of coal mines in South Yorkshire. So as a result of that, I think you typically get people who are very, from a very sort of working class background, and they might view North Yorkshire as a bit posh.
The thing is, though, it was the same. There was lots of coal mines up here too, if you think about.
Yeah, there was in like County Durham, lots of coal mines. But I can't think that there was many. When I think of North Yorkshire, I don't think of coal mines. Do you?
Well, North Yorkshire included the coal mines up until the change in boundaries.
Right.
And I think you're exactly right in what you're saying. But I just think, I wonder if it was some of the bigger industry, like the steelworks.
Yes, steel. Yes.
I just wonder if that was what separated.
Steel is huge in Sheffield particularly.
Because
Sheffield,
I think,
and Rotherham are very big steel, or were. I mean, I think they do still produce steel.
Yeah.
But certainly not to the volumes that they did. So, again, it's that kind of, you know, steelwork, coal mining, those kind of industries and the type of people that would typically work within them. You know, they're good, hardworking, sort of, I suppose at the time would have been classed as working class people.
Yeah.
And I know that when I lived there, North Yorkshire seemed a million miles away. I don't know that...
Spiritually.
Yeah, it felt, to me, thinking of places like Harrogate and York,
I'll tell you, the difference between North Yorkshire and South Yorkshire is definitely North Yorkshire's classy and South Yorkshire isn't.
Oh, please, do you know? Yeah, I'm not going to be offended. This is my point, everybody, you know. Take what Dan's saying with a pinch of salt.
Really?
Oh, can I just tell you, Dan?
Yeah.
Can you see this Land Rover here?
Yeah.
It's absolutely spotless.
Oh, yeah, it's an old one.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, yeah.
That was far too fast.
Well, yeah, speeding.
It looks brand new.
It really does.
We're just walking past. But look at the reg on it.
Yeah, well, there was. I can't remember what the fact...
It looked like commercial vehicle division. I don't know what it is, but...
I can't remember what the fact was, but it was something like 95% of all Land Rovers that have ever been made are still on the road.
Yeah, it's a Defender, a Land Rover Defender, but it's the old style, because they redesigned it, didn't they? And it's dreadful. But
I reckon that's two old styles ago.
It looks brand new.
Yeah,
yeah, it wasn't.
That to me, that number plate, that's a black number plate. I think that's probably late 40s, early 50s.
I don't know how it can be. It looked absolutely pristine, beautiful. Anyway.
Well looked after.
Digress.
Feeling was exactly the same from my point of view living in North Yorkshire. Sheffield seemed like this sort of scary
it was
working class, you know, a bit rough around the edges. And I think that is such an interesting thing.
It is.
That in one county, just within a few miles of each other, you can go from the sort of bright lights of York and Harrogate, and even, you know, some of the smaller lovely places like Wetherby.
Yeah.
When you compare those to Sheffield,
Rotherham, Doncaster,
I mean, you know,
Barnsley.
My goodness, if someone said to me, I'm coming to visit the UK, I would say you've got to come to Yorkshire, but there's no chance that I would say, pop to Sheffield, you'll have a great time.
No, or Barnsley. If you're from any of these places, please do not be offended.
Like, don't be offended, but think about this.
I'm from that area.
And I lived in that area. So have I.
You know, most of my life, so...
You see, Sheffield, to me, it's always felt like more of a modern city.
Yeah, I haven't lived in that area for a long time now. 20 years almost.
Yeah, it's not going to have changed though. It might have smartened up slightly, but it's still not going to be it's still a modern city.
Yeah, and Sheffield these days I think it has been for a long time, but particularly so now. It's a very big university city,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
There's two big universities in Sheffield, and I think because of that, I think there's been a lot of money put into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very popular place for students, and as I understand it, the universities are excellent there.
Yeah.
So, you know, times change, don't they, and things move on. But certainly when I was growing up...
You make it sound like Sheffield's become this wonderful place. I don't think it will have changed. I think it will still be... Sheffield will still be what Sheffield was always. In fact, it's probably slightly... Yeah, it's probably lost some of the charm that you... I mean,
I think the place that you grow up always feels like it's got charm, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Regardless...
Because
of
the
what
memories.
The reality was at the time.
Because you talk fondly about nightclubs and all sorts, don't you?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Were some of the forgotten?
Well, when I was sort of 19, 20,
yeah.
I used to go to a nightclub in Sheffield called Isabella's.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
And it's gone now?
It's gone.
Right.
I don't know when it went. I think it probably went in the mid-90s, long time ago.
Gosh.
And it was small, and, you know, me and my friend Helena, who was a student nurse,
yeah.
we used to go there every weekend, and we knew the kind of bouncers on the door. And
I bet you did.
I always felt very safe.
Yeah.
There was never any trouble.
Yeah.
You know, we were always perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So that's a really, really strong memory for me.
Yeah.
Of those sort of happy later teenager years, I suppose. Young adults,
yeah.
as they would say now.
I would say that Sheffield's probably lost a certain amount of its sort of distinctiveness.
I think I used to love Sheffield Town Centre because it used to have a really great range of shops.
Yeah.
And like anywhere these days, any town centre, certainly within the UK, they're all kind of dying and big department stores are closing. There's empty units everywhere. And I know that certainly that's the case in Sheffield. There was a really big John Lewis department store that was called Cole Brothers all of my sort of life. And that closed a few years ago. And that was, I mean, even though I've not lived there for a long time, I just found it devastating because these places, you know, they're sort of part of it, aren't they? And... you know, part of the memory and part of the society, the place and the buzz and the, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going into town, I'm going to treat myself and go to Cole Brothers.
They absolutely are. And I think this is one of the problems with the more modern cities, because they've not got things that people can cling on to and say, look, that's ancient.
Yeah.
You can't knock that down. You can't get rid of that. You know, the sort of heart of a town like York are the historical bits.
Yeah, that's right.
So they get looked after.
And that's right.
I would say that we're messing up to an extent in getting rid of and changing elements to the more modern cities that could be the historical...
Yeah, I mean, places like Harrogate and York are very tourist
areas, aren't they? You get onto...
I can't think of many tourist towns in South Yorkshire.
You do get onto one of the problems that I always found growing up in York, and that was it always felt like there was no locals.
Yeah.
It always felt like everyone was a tourist.
So that's the downside of
it. I remember when I was a schoolboy once asking someone for the time and they didn't speak English.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just stupidly think, I know that seems like a silly thing to say, but as a schoolboy, it felt terrifying to me that I walked up to someone in the street and they didn't even know what I was saying.
Yeah.
And that, though, brings the charm because it makes it a cosmopolitan place.
That's right, yeah.
But Yorkshire people aren't cosmopolitan. We have a very specific accent.
Yeah, well, we don't.
No, we don't.
This is interesting because,
yes.
again, the difference, I would say, between, you know, let's say York, because that's where Dan's from, and Sheffield and Rotherham, where I'm from, is vast. And I actually don't sound like any of my siblings or my dad. My dad's not with us any longer, but my mum's Irish, so she has got a very unique voice, my mum. She does still have a very Irish twang to her voice, so she doesn't sound like she's from Yorkshire.
No.
But my siblings have really strong Yorkshire accents.
Yes.
And I never really have.
Right.
And it's funny because... my sister, one of my sisters, who again is no longer with us, She sounded like me, and I've never been able to quite work that out. And one of my siblings in particular always takes the mick out of me because he thinks I'm posh, because I don't sound like him, and I certainly don't sound like my other brother, who's really broad.
So, so what is the sort of typical Yorkshire accent?
Well, I guess it's...
How do the common people speak?
Oh, gosh. I'm not even going to reply to that because you just called me common.
I'm being silly.
I know.
Come on.
Look, I'm going to reprimand him later. I suppose...
So I promise.
You know, I suppose that for like a greeting, for example, a general greeting...
Oh, can I guess?
Go on.
Hey, up.
Yeah, exactly.
I got it.
Hey, up. How's that doing? It's that kind of... That sounds just like my brother. My brother's lovely, but he's so broad. You know, all right, it's all right, love. How's that doing? It's that sort of an accent. I don't even know how to describe it, really.
More. Give us more.
They say things like, they isn't a very common word. Like, how's that doing? They is more like that. What's that been up to?
Yeah.
And certain words are said differently as well. I know, my dad always used to say, instead of water, he would always say water.
Yes.
Have a drink of water. And my mum hated it. She would always, you see, my mum would always correct us.
Yeah.
When we were young. Why that didn't work with my other siblings, I don't know. But maybe it's because I've moved. I mean, I didn't really move out there. Anyway, whatever the reason. I don't really sound like them. Maybe it's because I went to work in a bank, you know, and I felt I needed to speak nicely. Who knows?
Well, isn't that an interesting phrase that you've just said? I felt speak like nicely. I needed to speak nicely.
I mean, that in itself is a bit of an insult to the accent, isn't it? And I don't mean it to be.
No, and I don't either. We find ourselves, the modern world creates a very challenging situation because I'm from an era... Clearly, you're from the same era.
Well, I hope so.
You are.
I'm a few years older than you, but
yes,
I'd say...
No, I wasn't. It wasn't an age dig. There was, and there always has been, a respect for people who speak posh.
Yeah.
For want of a better word.
I guess it was always seen as upper class, wasn't it?
Well, I'm not going to sort of talk about the class side of it. All I know is, through my life... I'd always been complimented on how I spoke.
Yeah.
And similarly, you've just referred to the fact that your family, or elements to your family, take the mick out of you because they think that you're... And at no point did I ever... Well, I'm not posh, remotely.
No, Dan's not posh.
If you think... With posh, you think money. Definitely not had any of that through my whole life.
Yeah.
You think, you know, maybe... Sort of family, sort of landed family, maybe, you know, from like a posh house, you know, or maybe linked in some way. Nope, none of that at all.
No.
I'm absolutely from the same type of stock. My grandpa ran a Halfords, was a proper sort of dirty fingered, you know, getting on, hard working. Mm-hmm. My other grandpa made beds.
Yeah.
You know, there's no sort of... The only difference was my parents felt, to give us a good start in life, that we should go to a private school.
Yeah.
Now,
that's
again...
That's where it comes from.
Again, there was no money there. We had to get scholarships.
Yeah.
So my dad, thankfully, was a good singer, so he taught us to sing brilliantly so that we could go...
Yeah.
And get in
and
get our fees paid.
Yeah.
So that's the only way that we got to go to these places.
Yeah.
So the reason I speak in the way that I speak is because of private schooling. You, it's because I think that you're right. You thought, if I want to be respected in the workplace, if I want to get on, I need... It's not that... We don't sound like we're from anywhere.
No. I think you're right.
That's such an interesting thing, isn't it? And the world's completely changed now.
I just don't think we've got strong accents at all, have we?
The world's completely changed now. Now it's like, oh, it's amazing if you speak really broad, this, that or the other.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really funny because when we used to watch TV when we were younger, all of the newsreaders, all of the announcers, anybody that really spoke on television had a very Well, spoke like us, I suppose.
Yeah.
Didn't have strong accents, is what I want to say.
No.
But now it's gone the other way.
Yeah.
And you hear really strong accents all the time on the television.
Yeah.
So I guess that why that's happened, I couldn't say.
I'm not saying
one's better than the other at all.
I'm not saying one's better than the other, but we live in a world, we've spoken about this before on the radio show, we live in a world now where, what is it, I'm keeping it real.
Yes.
I'm just being me.
We're not into that phrase at all.
No, I can't stand that phrase, because what that phrase, I won't talk about this at length at all, but what that phrase says is, I don't need to try. Because for us to talk in the way that we talk, it took effort.
Well, I guess it did, and I'm pretty sure that it, with me, because I started working in the bank when I was 18, so I think that's where, for me, I didn't deliberately talk any differently to, I couldn't say what I sounded like when I was 14, because obviously I can't remember, but if a change happened, then that's when it happened, because, you know, you're dealing with the public, and...
Yeah.
In a bank, a lot of times you're dealing with people, from, let's say, the wealthier side.
Yeah.
And they wanted to deal with professional people who, you know, that's just the way it was. It was a different time. It was the late
80s. It's not to say that someone who speaks like they're from Yorkshire isn't professional.
No.
Of course they're professional. It's not to say that it's remotely right.
No.
But...
That's how it was viewed.
I still feel quite strong... See, I think what frustrates me is if someone has made the effort, if someone has thought, I want to sound, it sounds wrong to say what we sound like, because it sounds like we're saying we sound great. We're not saying that at all.
No.
If you want to not speak with an accent, if you make the effort, crumbs, I was made to go to elocution lessons.
And it's funny because my sister, who died, she also went to a different school. She went to a different comprehensive school.
Yeah.
To the one that I went to and the rest of my siblings, because she got a scholarship to go to this other school, and she also had elocution lessons at this school, and I'm certain that's why she sounded like she sounded. And I did,
you see,
when I was a sort of older teenager, I did spend a little bit of time with my sister living with her, and because
so
I was,
perhaps that rubbed
so
off on
I
you.
Think yeah I think it maybe I picked up picked up on from her.
For me, talking in the way that we talk, it should not be something that's criticised.
No.
You shouldn't be given... Now...
You shouldn't be giving tags because of the way that you speak, but of course...
Surely it's just as bad to give a tag. Now, for me, it feels
it
like horses for courses.
It works both ways, doesn't it?
So back in the day, people would have been upset that they were seen as not being as intelligent because they spoke with a Yorkshire accent.
Yeah.
Now,
or a strong accent.
Yeah. So. Now, if you don't speak broad, this, that, the other, if you don't keep it real, then you're being disingenuous.
Not true to yourself or whatever.
No, the difference was I was really happy to have elocution lessons. I was really happy to learn to speak the Queen's English.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really funny, isn't it? Because I'm constantly, now I find myself constantly correcting Bryony in some of the ways that she speaks.
Yeah.
But that's not anything to do with
local
accents.
No, it's global.
That's global things. And
because the world's got smaller.
Yeah, that's right. She uses a lot of sayings and a lot of phrases
that just aren't,
that come from countries that are not the UK.
So should we be like going, oh, well, that's fine.
Well,
we should all talk like that.
Or
should we be?
And this is the point, isn't it? You know, I guess. And I feel quite strongly, you know, I am quite patriotic. And I feel that if we don't maintain the way that we speak and the way that we say things, we're just all going to sound the same all the way across the world.
And do you know what? Actually, you pull this back.
And that's part of the joy, that we all sound different.
Well, it does. And you pull this back to the very start of this, and that is Yorkshire accent. Similarly, there's an accent from Lancashire.
Yeah.
Accent from Liverpool.
Yes, they're all different.
There's a Brummie accent. They're all a little bit different.
Yeah, they are.
And what you're saying is right. Accents, the way that people talk locally, because the reason why those accents will exist is because everyone was from a slightly different tribe, the Celtic tribes.
Yeah,
it will all stem from there. And so we should be cherishing those ancient local
traditions. We should, and it's funny
traditions.
When I talk to, like, for example, if I'm talking to my brother on the phone, I mean, Dan will tell you that I do sound more Yorkshire. Because he's so strongly Yorkshire.
Yeah.
I kind of fall back into that way of speaking.
Yeah.
It's really strange. It is really odd. And I think also, you know, I've been with Dan for, 21 years now.
Yeah.
And I also think that you pick up on the way that the people that you are with all the time speak.
Yeah.
And because Dan speaks the way he does...
Like raspberries.
Yeah, you see, I don't say things like that. Dan says raspberries. And I say raspberries. And I'm never going to change. That's Yorkshire.
Yeah.
The A is very... I don't know how to describe it. Flat, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's raspberries, not raspberries.
Yes.
Bath, not bath.
Yes.
And these are all things that I would never change, because if I suddenly started saying, oh, I'm going in the bath, it would sound just weird.
Well, it wouldn't.
It would, well, it would to me.
It sounds perfectly normal to me.
Well, not to me. It doesn't.
What's so funny is my mum... You know, my mum didn't go to private school.
No.
My mum went to a comprehensive school. You know, she had a very rough and ready upbringing. And she calls the garage the garage.
She does. Yeah, your mum speaks very Queen's English, doesn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. I think in the, you know, we go back maybe 100 years. And I think children were kind of encouraged. And
speak well.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and the royals were the sort of level. Oh, we need to speak like the queen. We need to speak like the king.
Yeah.
And that was the sort of aim, maybe.
So accent is a very interesting conversation.
It is.
And you know, I do find myself being pulled in all sorts of different directions. But I think, you know, the crux to it is right. Kay is right in what she said. We should. Champion, do I need the brolly up still, do you?
No, probably not. But that's another word, actually, just saying no. It's more like no. I can't even say it, no.
No, that's pretty good. Please don't say no like that.
Are they going out to neat? Oh, to neat? That's
another one. Okay.
Are they going out to neat? No, I'm not. So, you know, it is a really particular accent, but I think also... Probably the South Yorkshire accent is really different, for example, to a farmer in the Yorkshire Dales.
Yeah.
They're all very different, and there's lots of colloquialisms.
Yes.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, definitely. The crux to the sort of conversation is accents, and this spreads to a much broader conversation too, I think. Everyone is equal at the end of the day, aren't they? No matter how you speak.
It doesn't matter how you speak. Because, we're all humans, aren't
because,
we?
Because, you know, if you watch the telly right now, pretty much everyone that you see on the telly has a fairly strong accent.
Yeah.
It's as if, and I'm telling you, that producers and directors, that they think they need to be PC and woke.
Yeah,
and we need to make sure that everyone...
I think you're right with that.
And yeah. I think it's wrong because... You know, if you're the type of person who has decided, do you know what? I want to learn my P's and Q's.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, because at the end of the day, to me, having elocution lessons, it's just the same as having swimming lessons, isn't it?
Well, you would think it's the same thing, but I just don't think it's viewed the same way.
It's a bit like...
I think some people would say you're trying to get above yourself.
Some people would say, look at you all, la-di-da.
Yes.
And, you know, that's just... That is as offensive as saying, listen to him, he's stupid, he's from Yorkshire.
It absolutely is.
And it's just not seen that way.
It isn't, no.
So accent, definitely a hot topic.
But I, you know, needless to say, I love a Yorkshire accent just because it sounds like home, you know. And when I talk to, I've got a really, really good friend I've been friends with since I was about 20.
Yeah.
And she still lives in Sheffield.
Yeah.
And she doesn't speak with a really strong Sheffield accent, I wouldn't say.
No.
But you can still, whenever I talk to her and see her, I can hear it in her voice. And I'm sure that's probably what I sounded like as well.
Yeah.
Before I moved out of the area. But, you know, the area we live in now has a really strong accent.
Yeah.
It's not Yorkshire. But we've not picked up any of that.
I think it will be like a derivative of Yorkshire.
Yeah, I'm sure.
One of the other interesting things is, what do you call someone who's from Yorkshire?
Oh, yeah.
Because
somebody asked us this.
For example, people from Birmingham are called Brummies.
Brummies, yeah.
People from Liverpool call Liverpudlians.
Liverpudlians.
Lancashire, Lancastrian.
Yeah.
Yorkshire?
Yorkshire doesn't really have that. You just...
The Yorkshireman.
Yorkshireman, Yorkshire woman.
Yeah.
I've not heard anybody say anything other than that.
No.
We could make one up, couldn't we? Yorkastrian. No, Yorkastrian sounds weird.
That wouldn't go down well because...
Because of Lancastrian. And yeah. Yorkshire and Lancashire have always been, like, historically warring, haven't they?
If you want more information on that, you should go and watch my current series, England, a Castle Nation.
I don't mean now. I mean in the past, Wars of the Roses and everything.
It's silly, really, because they weren't really from this area.
No.
They were all Southerners, but you're right, it is. It's all because of the Wars of the Roses.
And that's another thing, you know, accents down in London and down in the South.
Yeah.
Again, are really strong, aren't they?
Yes.
But in a different way.
Yeah.
You can really tell if somebody's from the sort of London area, I think.
I think what is fascinating for me is we obviously watch, like we all do across the world, we watch TV from all over the world. And you might watch something from America or wherever it may be. And I don't really hear accents from countries like America. I just hear an American accent.
That's right.
And
We can tell Canadian.
Yes.
From American.
But
not American from another American.
You just brought up another really interesting point. Canada, for example.
Yeah.
The different areas of Canada
sound very different.
And they will do. And I'd love to sort of have that. It's funny, isn't it? Because as an English person, I've not lived in Birmingham, but I know what a Brummie sounds like.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And I'm sure if you're from America, say you're from Texas,
yeah,
I'm sure you'd be able to distinguish someone who was from Minnesota, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only accent I think that I could pick in America is Boston.
Oh, yeah. Who does that sound like? You've often said it. We'd be watching someone and it sounds like...
It's one of the Hepburns.
Oh, is it Katharine Hepburn?
The one that you're not so fond of.
Yeah, yes. I've never been fond of her.
She has a very New England
accent.
And of course, the Kennedys.
Kennedys, yes.
We're all.
Yes.
So I think, I don't think I'd be an expert at it, but
no.
You know, I can certainly pick it probably, whereas none of the others, I would have the remotest clue.
The South. I could say that they were from the South of America because you get that drawly sort of accent, don't you?
I don't think I'd be able to.
And the saying y'all,
yeah.
I think that's about. I'm probably being really insulting. But I associate that with more the sort of South, you know, Texas and areas like that.
We're approaching the end of our walk and we're far from covering this subject. So I think we're going to have to do a second episode.
Ah.
Well, we definitely are, because we need to talk about the reasons why Yorkshire is so great. And
we've not even touched on that, have we?
No, and the list really is long and it's a super interesting one. It's sort of, just to give you a sneaky sort of peek as to why it is so great, because Yorkshire was so big, because it was a good distance from London back in sort of historical times, that meant that it was a really sort of key place for Cistercian monasteries being built, and there's lots of amazing destinations in Yorkshire that you can go visit to this day. Similarly though, because of the Romans and their activities in their creation of York, again it's all historical. That's, I think, what has created a really vibrant, interesting and exciting part of the world.
Yeah.
So we definitely need to do another
another episode.
Definitely need to do another episode.
We're home and it's still raining, Joy. I need to stay on the map so we don't drip everywhere.
So, folks, yes, we're definitely going to be back. We've made it in. We're drying off on our mat. But we're going to be back for a second episode because we want to talk about what are the stereotypical or common traits of being a Yorkshireman.
Okay.
Like flat caps.
Yeah.
Definitely. Also, as well, I think it would be really cool to sort of talk about what are the things considered typically Yorkshire.
Right.
Yorkshire rarebit, for example.
Yorkshire rarebit.
There'll be people wondering what on earth that
Yorkshire
is.
Yorkshire pudding.
Yorkshire pudding, oh my goodness. The list goes on. Whitby. I've even forgotten about Whitby.
I think Yorkshire people like cricket, don't they?
Yeah. You are a Yorkshire... I nearly said Yorkshireman.
I'm a girl. I'm not really into cricket.
Oh, now maybe we should say Yorkshire person.
Yorkshire person.
Yes, yes.
I do apologise.
Yes, yes, yes. And also as well, we need to talk about what we both love most about living in and around Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Yes. So, folks, we'll be back next time for our second part of our All About Yorkshire special. So thanks
Lovely.
So much for listening this
Thank
time.
Thank you, everybody.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks with more.
See you soon.
Bye.
The Bakery Bears radio show is brought to you by Bakery Bear Productions and is made possible by our Bakery Bear patrons. Find out how you can join our Bakery Bear community, access more of what we do, and keep the show on air by visiting www.bakerybears.com/listen/.